You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. I do appreciate it. Today is Wednesday. It's still Wednesday. And it is August the 17th. I forgot to mention yesterday on the 16th that was the day Elvis passed away years ago. Oh, it was a tremendously sad day for Elvis lovers. Anyway, today is the 17th. It's almost the 18th, but here I am doing a podcast at 11-something in the evening because I've been doing some other podcasts getting ready for this weekend and next week. And so I guess I got a little bit behind and a little bit not too inspired about sharing today until you read something like what I'm going to share with you today from my friend Gary L. Ray. Let me just begin. It's been a hard day, okay? Just to be honest with you, I woke up, went to the bathroom, you know what you do in the morning. I felt an earthquake, not in the bathroom, no, not from me, but I was in the bathroom, and I heard the sound. It felt like someone hit our house with a car or something. I don't know. And I've heard the sound before, and I felt it before, and sure enough, I did a little search on the internet, and yep, there was an earthquake. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake was centered near Luther, which is not that far from us. Maybe, you know, 20-something miles as a crow flies, I'm not sure. And several others have felt it. Sometimes you don't feel them because you're doing your regular activity, your regular day, but sometimes you do feel it or hear a sound, and it's very interesting. It really is. I didn't see anything, you know, swaying. I didn't, you know, don't see any cracks in the house or anything, no more than normal. Okay, so that's part of my day. There's more. Wait, and there's more. I won't go into details, but let's just say I've been a little defeated and depressed today. I'll get out of it. I already am. But Sam Crowley, who is one of the best podcasters, motivators, and speakers of our generation, told me, Chuck, you need to create content every day. And it only takes 15 minutes, Chuck. He told me this in Memphis. He said, Chuck, you've got 15 minutes. It only takes 15 minutes. Now, for Sam, it takes 15 minutes. He has, you know, been doing this for 10 years. He's got a really good polish with it. And usually I think too much. And so I'm trying to do better. But then I also when I do a podcast, I usually give you some descriptive stuff on a blog as well, chucksfavoritethings.com, so you can follow along. Not all the time, but usually I do. Especially if I'm sharing with you lyrics from a song, or like today, I'm doing a reading from a friend of mine. So I have created content today, Sam. Thank you very much. I have done a podcast for tomorrow already. It's in the books. It's scheduled. It will be released at 5:35 in the morning. And I just didn't want to share that today. I wanted to share that podcast tomorrow. And I have begun working on another 6 podcasts and blogs. So I've not just been sitting around doing nothing. I have been creative. Thank you, Sam. And then I went to Facebook and I read this from my friend Gary L. Ray. L is his middle initial. And Julie and I met Gary and his wife in March when we went to a seminar. I can't say that real good tonight. Maybe I need some caffeine. When we were at a seminar in Memphis, Tennessee, Gary is a top salesman in his company. He's a great Christian man, family man, and we have several mutual friends. And so Gary, though, when he wrote this piece that he wrote today, and I'm going to probably laminate it and put it everywhere I can. But anyway, when he wrote this, I felt like I'd been filleted like a catfish, okay? And I put on his Facebook page, I said, thank you for making me feel like fillet of soul, S-O-U-L. And so I really feel like he just chopped me up like, you know, mincemeat when I read his post on Facebook. And so I want to share it with you now to make you feel bad as well. No. It might actually encourage you as it did me. Encourage me to become a better me. And that's what I'd like to share with you. You know, inspiration and motivation from what? Music, movies, memories, and more. This is the more. You're getting this from my friend Gary Ray. and he gets all, you know, rights to it. If he borrowed it from someone else, I'll have to find that out. Here we go. For lack of a better name, I call it Sloppy People. Sloppy People. Let me say it again. Sloppy People. Even the way you say it sounds sloppy, doesn't it? Sloppy people create for themselves a chain reaction lifestyle, which all too often is a mess. You know, I could just park there and stay there and cry the rest of the night, but I'm not. I'll read it again. Sloppy people create for themselves a chain reaction lifestyle, which all too often is a mess. Being sloppy in bookkeeping, car maintenance, housework, your job, your health, your relationships, all areas of life, will cause you to always be behind. Playing catch-up and fixing problems, which being sloppy caused, is your way of life. In most cases, sloppy people feel unlucky. They wonder why others have such good luck. Sloppy people are always tired and exhausted from fixing all of their problems. Thank you, Gary. I'll continue. Sloppy people are reactionary, meaning their lives are centered around reacting to what happens rather than making things happen. Sloppy people are like thermometers. They react and move up and down based on the thermostats of life. I hate it so much for sloppy people, but you can look at their whole lives and see sloppiness everywhere and watch them suffer so much because of it. If you are a sloppy person, it will never get any better until you get it together. Ouch. Balance the checkbook. Check the oil. Push back the Twinkies. I don't even like Twinkies. Make the bed. Clock in early and never cheat your employer. Tighten it up. Button it up. Be neat. Be thorough. Get it together and become a thermostat and stop being a thermometer. Sorry to be so blunt, but for some reason, I can't get away from this. Just in case this is meant for you. I love you, but being sloppy is a tiring life. He finishes up by saying, best of luck. On second thought, it isn't luck. And he signs his name Gary. You know, I'm going to have to read this over and over and over again to get the full impact of what Gary's saying. You know, the first impact was like a slap in the face. Okay, we know that. But the second impact is like, okay, I've suffered from this my whole life. But now is the time that I can actually say, you know, I need to change some things. Because I've lived what he's talking about. You know, sometimes it's so weird. My personality, you know, being a musician, I can't blame it all on that. But part of that, maybe part of my upbringing, I don't know. Who I am is who I am, you know. And then you read people that have a sloppy desk and have stuff piled up everywhere. They're like geniuses. Well, I claim on that one really good. I claim that one. And or sloppy, you know, office room. My office is a mess right now, I'll confess to you. And it's gotten that way since we went to Texas. And I've got to get back and get it in order. Because order really helps you produce and be more creative. I know that. So thank you, Gary. I do know that now's the time to change and move forward. How about you? You know, Gary's words to me remind me of Proverbs 27:6 that says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And so I say thank you, Gary, for helping me become a better me. And I love you for it. Thank you so much. So I've got some work to do, guys. I don't know about you, but I've got some work to do. And because like he says, you know, you suffer in this. It's a struggle. You know, you're always cleaning up messes because of the mess you didn't clean up before. You know, every place is a thing. Everything has a place. I know that. I know these things. You know, I know to write down what you spent on a daily basis. I know to do accounting every day. Don't do it. You know, I know to, you know, put your music away when you finish it up. File that music. Get ready for the next concert. Get ready for the next event. You know, put your guitars away and you know, make sure everything's ready to go for the next gig. I know that. Doing it is another thing. So, you know, I'll try to keep you updated on this idea of getting out of the sloppiness that I've found myself into, because it's almost comical, because you'll need to reach for something that you could see and you know you need it, and because of some other things that you didn't take care of, you can't get to that without doing this or that or moving this or that, and it's hilarious sometimes. Not at the moment, it's not. But if you look back on it, you say, that is just a stupid way of living. It really is a stupid way of living. So I'm not connecting sloppiness with stupidity, but in my case, I think I tend to run that way, okay? Not talking about you or anybody else. So thank you, Gary, for sharing with us about sloppy people. And I'd much rather you'd written something like, short people ain't got nobody. I wish you'd done something like, you know, Randy Newman would have done it, you know, just a little bit nicer. But thank you, Gary, and love you and your wife, and thank you for sharing with us, and you've made my day. And I'm going to get this podcast done before midnight and get it out on the airwaves. Okay, until tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll hear from me doing The Psalmist Speaks Again. I'll be reading to you from Psalm 25, and I've got a great bit of music underneath that. I think you're going to enjoy tomorrow's podcast, Psalm 25. And it's just going to be a wonderful meditation for Thursday for you, and I hope you enjoy it. So today, thank you so much for listening to me share Gary's writing. This has been Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.